Today's shiur, Maseches Sanhedrin, Daf Mem Dalet. If you are not fully familiar with our Gemara marking system and wish to benefit from its great rewards, it is essential that you study all of the introductory material accessed by clicking on the Learn the System option provided on the sidebar of our homepage. If you are already partially familiar, you will benefit by clicking on the brief 4-minute introduction that is available here. Being that our system is a visual approach to the Daf Gemara, it is recommended that you print out the Daf before the Shiur. And even better, order your personal volume of this Maseches. Our address is gmarkings@gmail.com. We open up with a piece of Gemara that's in the middle of a sugya dealing with Ochon, who was a person who took from spoils that were forbidden during the time of Yehoshua. The Gemara opens up with a quote from Yehoshua Perek Zion Posuk Yud Aleph, where the Ribbono Shalom turns to Yehoshua, announcing to him that a sin has been committed, a reference to the fact that Ochan took from forbidden spoils in the Battle of Jericho. The Pasuk says, Chota Yisrael. From the fact that it does not say Chota Ha'om, the following drasha arises. It says that Yisrael sinned and not the nation. Even though a person sins, Yisrael who? He remains a Jew. The fact that a person sins does not strip him of his lofty identity as being a member of the Jewish people. Omar Rabbi Abba, Hainu Deamri Inchi, based on this, there is a common saying, or we can say a common saying that illustrates this idea. Asa dekoi beini chilfi. Asa is a hadas plant that stands amongst a variety of a hadas called chilfi that the Rach calls hadas ra. So even though you have a good hadas, but it's found amongst others that are bad, asa shmei v'asa korule, it retains its original name, and it is called asa all the same. The pasuk in Yehoshua Perek Zayin Pasuk Yud Aleph continues after Hashem says that Chot Yisrael, it says v'gam ovru es brisi asher tzivisi osam. They violated the covenant that I commanded them. V'gam lokhu min ha-cheres, v'gam gonvu, v'gam kichashu, v'gam somu b'chleihem. We've provided a numbering in this particular pasuk in light of the coming drosha. We have a comment on the side, a structural note, mivneh. You'll notice the house form appears here. These house forms highlight Memros Sherebi Ilah, the comments made by Rabbi Ilah, and we also have a triangle form that appears. These are averos hamiyuchosos la'ochan. These are sins that are ascribed to Ochan. The Gemara continues. Omar Rabbi Ilah mishum Rabbi Yuda bar Masparta milameid. This pasuk teaches us she'ovar Ochan al chamisha chum sheitora shenemar chamisha gam. It teaches us that he violated the five books of the Torah. In other words, he was a massive sinner, in that we see this pasuk, and you notice where the numberings are positioned, eat over the word gam, and there are five of these words. The Omar Reb Ilah, Mishum Reb Yehuda, Bar Masparta, Ochan Moishech Ba'arlo Sohoya. Ochan was guilty of a type of offense that we've seen in a sugya previously dealing with Odom HaRishon. He drew his foreskin to cover his bris. Ksiv hocha v'gam ovru es brisi, v'ksiv hosam es brisi hefer. This is a reference to the violation of the covenant that's demonstrated by the bris milah. The Gemara says, Pshita. What Rav Ilah is saying over here seems to be fairly obvious. He just said before in his previous comment that Ochan violated the entire Torah. So in so far as violating all of the Torah, it would seem to include this as well. More answers. Ma'u detemo b'mitzvah gufei lo pokar. One might have thought that even though he was described as violating all of the Torah, a mitzvah like this, he wouldn't have gone so far. This being considered a mitzvah that's very central, mitzvah gufei, the Gemara calls it, he wouldn't have violated that much. Komash Malon, that's the second Rabbi Law, tells me that even this, even drawing on his foreskin to cover his bris milah, even that he did. The Pasuk says, V'chi osa nevolo b'Yisrael. Omar Rabbi Abba Bar Zavda. Notice we have the new a new marking here, a volcano form, and this too is featured in our Mivneh heading. Drushos mehapasuk v'chi osa nevolo b'Yisrael. We will see several drushos on this particular Pasuk. So Rabbi Abba Bar Zavda says, Malame, this teaches us, Sheboal ochon na'ara hamurasa, that he had relations with a Nara that reached the Erusin stage in her marriage. Ksiv hacha v'chi osa nevala, that's what the Pasuk here in Yehoshua says. Uksiv hasam, in the context of Nara hamurasa, the Torah says, Ki osta nevala b'Yisrael. So we've dashed underline the word nevala in both contexts to show you the connection. More asks Pshita, this seems to be fairly obvious. The question here is probably in light of what was said above, how Ochon violated all of the Torah. So, Mahu detema kule hai lo pokar nafshe. One might have thought that even though he was described as violating all of the Torah, that might have been viewed as a figure of speech, and not that he went this far as to violate such a severe offense known as having relations with a Nara Hamu'urah. So, Kamash Malon, that's what Rabbi Abba informs us, that even this he violated. Ravina Omar, Ravina understands the pasuk of ki osa nevola be Yisrael. More accurately, the pasuk of ki osa nevola be Yisrael in the case of Yehoshua, as follows. Ravina says, Omar, dine kinara hamurasa de beskila. From here we learn that the way he is to be treated, namely through stoning, that's the same way the nara hamurasa was dealt with. In other words, his din is like that of a nara hamurasa. We have a long question where the Reish Galusa poses a question to Rav Huna, and you'll notice the length of the question by the long question indicator found to the immediate right-hand side of the Gemara text, the shin that's encircled she'ela, and the vertical dashed line indicating its length. Omar le Reish Galusa le Rav Huna. Reish Galusa asks Rav Huna, Ksiv, it says in the pasuk, Vayikach Yoshua es Ochon ben Zerach, v'es hakesef, v'es ha'aderes, v'es lishon hazahav, v'es bonov, v'es benosov. So far, the pasuk is describing Yeshua who took Ochon and all of the booty that he took, and his sons and his daughters, v'es shoro, v'es chamoro, v'es tsono, his shor, his oxen, and his donkeys, and his flocks of sheep, v'es oholo, and his tent, v'es kol asherlo, and everything else that he had. Im hu chata, if it's so that Ochon sinned, and he sinned, but why does the pasuk indicate that Yehoshua took his sons and daughters as well? Bonav uvnois of machatu, what did they sin? Omar le, Rav Huna responds, uletameich, according to your method of asking a question, im hu chata, kol Yisrael machatu, dichtiv, the pasuk says in this very same context, v'chol Yisrael imo, that Yehoshua took the whole nation of Israel too, but only one sinned. Elo l'radoison. This reference to taking all of Israel meant he took them in order to impose the fear of the law upon them. That's l'radoison. Hochanami, so too, the taking of Bonav Uvnosav, Ochon's sons and daughters, was in order to l'radoison, to impose the fear of law upon them. Vayisrfu oisam bo'esh, vayiskelu oisam bo'avonim. The pasuk in dealing with Ochon, it says he burnt them and he stoned them. So, how could that be? There are two methods of killing. Betarti, two. Why two? Omar Ravina, haroi l'sreifa l'sreifa. Those items that were belonged to Ochon that sreifa would be appropriate for them, that they should be burnt, namely the kesev, the zahav, the gold, the silver, and the clothing, they were to be burnt. Haroi l'skila, Ochon himself and his animals, l'skila, they were to be stoned. The idea here of stoning his animals, this was once again to impose the fear of the law upon the masses. When they would witness such an event. Voere bashalol aderes shinor achas toivo umasayim shkolim kesef. Ochon says that he saw in the booty the aderes shinor achas. What is that? Rav Omar itzdelo de milsa. Rashi explains itzdelo de milsa talis, an article of clothing shaltsemer noki ben yomo, of very clean wool that's shorn from sheep shemachamlin oison lemilas. This is a result of this very clean wool is a result of covering the sheep with a type of garment to protect the wool from getting dirty. Ushmuel Omar Sarbala Ditsrifa. Shmuel has a different explanation of what this Aderes Shinor is. He says it's Sarbala Ditsrifa. Rashi says Tzavua Bitsorif. It's a type of garment that's dyed with the Tzorif dye. Fayatzikum lifnei Hashem means this means and he cast them down in front of Hashem. Omar of Nachman ba v'chovtam lifnei amakom. That Yeshua took these the spoils that Ochon took from the booty of Yericho, and Yeshua cast them down in front of Hashem. Omar lefonov ribbono shel olam al elu tera gruba shel Sanhedrin dichti vayaku mehem anshei ai kishloshim v'shisha ish. The Yeshua said that after the defeat of Yericho, whereby Ochon took the booty, this was, as we've been discussing so far, viewed as a sin. The Jewish people in their next battle suffered a setback in the battle with the people of Ai. And this setback was associated with this particular sin. So, with the sin of Ochon having taken the booty that he should not have. Yeshua responds upon the defeat, or the setback, we'll say, the setback at Ai. He said, should as a result of this, the rove of Sanhedrin, the majority of the high court should be killed. As the reference to majority of the high court is the fact that the pasuk says that Anshei beat, they were killed 36 men, Sanhedrin being made of 70 or 71, 36 representing a majority of the number of judges in Sanhedrin. The Brisa goes on in this same spirit, Vitanya Shloshim Vashisha Mamish, Divrei Behuda. When the Pasuk says that the Ai people killed 36, it means literally 36 people. Amar lo Rabbi Nechemia, v'chi shloshim v'shi shohayu. Is that really so, that there were 36? V'alo lo nemar elo kish shloshim v'shi shoish. The Pasuk, if you read it carefully, says like 36. It doesn't say an actual 36. Elo, rather, Rabbi Nechemia explains, ze yo'ir ben Menashe. There was only one person killed in that battle, and it was Yoyer ben Menashe, Sheshokul Keneged Ruba Shel Sanhedrin. He is considered of the same value as Rov, as the majority of Sanhedrin, a very great man, and he was the one that was killed. Omar of Nachman Omar Rav, Mai Dichtiv Tachanunim Yedaber Rosh V'Oshir Yane Azus. The Gemara will now break this pasuk down into two parts, as you can see by the underlinings. Tachanunim Yedaber Rosh Ze Moshe. That the Tachanunim beseechings are spoken by the humble individual. That is a reference to Moshe. The Oshu Yane Azus and the rich man, as opposed to Rosh in the previous section, the Yadabe Rosh indicates an impoverished man or a meek individual. Oshir representing a rich person or powerful individual, Yane Azus, he speaks with force. And this is a reference to Ze Yehoshua. My time. Why do you associate this Osher Yane Azus with Yehoshua? The Gemara will now go on with several stages in trying to determine this, and this you can see by the crown shape marking that we have put into the Gemara. You can see one is over here, a few lines down, another one, a number two, and then finally number three on the first of the widest lines. So how do we know that the Pasuk is referring to Yeshua when it speaks about Oshir Yane Azus. I lema, number one, if you were to suggest Mishum Dechtiv, because it said, in the context of Yeshua, it said, Vayatzikum Lefnei Hashem, V'omar Rav Nachman, Bo V'chavton Lefnei Amokom, because Yeshua took the booty and cast it down and threw it down in front of Hashem. So as a result of such behavior is one to assume that the Oshir Yana Azuz is specifically Oshua, the Gemara now presents a rejection to this suggestion. You'll notice we have a Dalet to the immediate right-hand side of the Gemara text with a vertical dashed line indicating the length of this rejection. The Gemara will point out that we find very similar behavior by Pinchas. There was an event that the Torah relates where the Jewish people had immoral relations with a heathen people. The incident involved the Nosi of the Shevet Shimon, whose name was Zimri, and he had relations with the heathen woman whose name was was Cosby, and Pinchas came and he speared them both and cast their bodies down in front of the Kodesh Baruch Hu and said to Hashem that why is it, as a result of these people's misbehavior, should so many people suffer death? And we'll see this in the upcoming Gemara. But in the course of the discussion, you'll notice the expression bo v'choftan. We featured it here with a dashed underline, and we'll feature it in the context of Pinchas, so that you see that this type of behavior of bo v'choftan, taking something and casting it down in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, isn't peculiar or specific to Yehoshua. Now, in the text, Otu Pinchas lo ovid hachi, did Pinchas not behave in a similar fashion? V'oksiv, Vayamoid Pinchas vayepalel vateotzer hamagifa. And Pinchas stood, and he uses an unusual word, vayepalel, which one would superficially think means, and he prayed, but we'll see shortly, it means a little bit, something more intense than that. And that caused the plague of people dying to stop. Vayoma Rebbe Lozer vayispalel loy ne'emar ela vayepalel. Rebbe Lozer points out that the Pasuk uses an unusual word. It drops the tuf from the word vayispalel, which means to pray, and it says vayipalel. Malame, this teaches us, shasa plilus im kono. Kono was the creator, that he made plilus, he made din, meaning he argued as in a court of law, an intense type of argument or debate with the Kodesh Baruch Hu, and said, ba v'chavdan, that means Pinchas came and cast them down, Cosby and Zimri, that he speared, and he cast them down in front of Hashem, Omar Lefonov, and said as follows, Ribonu Shalom, Al Elu Yiplu Esrim V'Arba Elef Miyisrael, Dichti Vayu Hamesim B'Magefo Arbo V'Esrim Elef, should, because of these, 24,000 Jews die, as in fact happened in the plague that ensued after this incident of immorality. We must go on to find out why is it that we said that Oshir Yana Azuz is specifically Yehoshua. V'elo mehocha. Let's try the following source. Lomo he'evarto he'evir esha'om azeh es hayardein. Where Yehoshua speaks forcefully to the Kodesh Baruch Hu, saying, why is it that you took these people into the land of Israel to suffer a setback in battle? Moshe Nami, Meimar Hochi, the Gemara rejects this number two as well by pointing out that Moshe also spoke thusly. Loma Hare Osala Om Hazeh, why have you dealt wickedly with this people? Hello, we try number three. Mehocha. It says in the context of Yehoshua, V'lu ho'alnu v'neshev be'ever hayardein. Rashi points out, V'lu ho'alnu u'levai sho'alnu leshev v'lo lavor sayardein. It should only have been that we didn't cross the Jordan. Mashma she'tov ho'yolanu sh'lo l'kayim mitzvoscha. It sounds from here that Yehoshua is saying it would have been good for us not to listen to your commandment. Shamart lanu kum avor es hayarden, you who commanded us to cross the Jordan, it would have been better for us not to listen to you. And that is what's considered Oshir Yana Azuz. That's very bold speech to the Kodesh Baruch Hu. Vayomer Hashem el Yehoshua, kum loch. The Rashi points out on the expression kumloch, which literally means Hashem said to Moshe, to Yehoshua, get up. Kumlach mishelcha umiyadcha hoisa zos lohem. Sha'af bishvilcha nenshu shalokiyamta es devorai. It's as if the Kodesh Baruch Hu is saying to Yehoshua that you too are a cause of their setback in this incident. We see here a triangle marking with a colored in top. These are going to be different approaches to the drasha of, or the pasuk kumlach. Darash Rav Shilo, Amar Lei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Yehoshua, Kasha Shelcha Kasha Mishalahem. Your ruling, or your way of dealing, is more intense than theirs. What is that a reference to? Ani Omarti V'Hoya V'Avruchem Es Harade Tokimu. That as soon as you cross the Jordan, you would set up a mizbeach. V'atem richaktem shishimil. But you distance yourself 60 mil. Basar denafak. After Rav Shilo went out, Okim Rav Amoru Ole V'Dorash. Rav set up a public announcer and said the following. Kasher tzivo Hashem es Moshe Avdoi, kein tzivo Moshe es Yehoshua, as Hashem commanded Moshe, so too Moshe commanded Yehoshua, v'chein also Yehoshua, and thusly Yehoshua carried things out, lo hisir dovar mikol asher tzivo Hashem es Moshe. He did not delete anything that Moshe Rabbeinu commanded him. Now if that be the case, and Yehoshua was commanded to set up a mizbeach immediately upon crossing the Yarden, so of course he wouldn't have distanced himself 60 mil before setting it up. Im kein matam lomar kumloch. If that be the case, so what explanation do we give to the expression kumloch? Amar lei, ato goramto lohem. That you caused this whole problem with regard to the spoils of Yericho. What is that a reference to? You should not have forbidden them from taking the spoils. V'hainu d'ko'omar lei ba'ai. And thusly, we see in the next battle, when it came to the people of Ai, v'osiso lo'ai ulamalko kasher osiso l'iricho l'malko. And you will essentially beat back Ai and its king, just as you defeated Yericho and its king. The pasuk goes on to say, "Rak shlala uvehemta tavozu lochem." However, the booty and its animals that you capture, take it for yourselves. In other words, don't forbid the booty. And this way, the booty becomes allowed, as opposed to the situation before in Yericho, where the booty was forbidden, and hence anyone who took it was violating that particular prohibition. Vayhi biyois Yehoshua biyericho, vayiso eino vayar. This was Pusuk Yud Gimel. It mentions that when Yehoshua was encamped around Yericho, he raised his hand and beheld an individual, vayomer, and the individual responded to Yehoshua's inquiry and said, lo ki ani sar tzavo Hashem atabosi. I am an angel of God, and I have come now. Vayipol Yehoshua el ponov arzo vayishtachu. Upon hearing this, Yehoshua bowed down in honor of an angel of Hashem. Hechi ovid hochi. How could he bow down to some human form at night? V'homar Rabbi Yochanan osu lo le'odam shitein sholom l'chaveru b'layla. Chayshinon shemo sheidhu. That it's forbidden to greet a person, and with the word shalom, especially shalom is a name. It's one of the names of Hashem. This is a point that Rashi brings out. So it's usher, it's forbidden to address a shade, a demon, using the name of Hashem. So how could it be that Yehoshua would bow down at night to an entity that might be a shade? Rashi points out that if using the name shalom on a shade, on a demon, or to a demon would be forbidden, then certainly bowing down, which would otherwise look like he's worshipping a demon. So the Gemara points out there is no fear in this particular case of that having been that having happened. Shiny Hassam, the Komarle, in the case involving Yeshua and the figure that appeared to him that particular evening, because that individual said to Yeshua, Nisar Tzavo Hashem, Ata Bosi. He announced himself as a minister in the hosts of God. The Dilma Meshachri, maybe he's lying. Gemiri, we have a tradition, Delo Mafki Shem Shamayim Levatola, that a shade would never, a demon would never use the name of Hashem Levatola. So if the name of Hashem is being used, it's a sure sign that we're dealing with something of an honest nature, namely a malach, an angel. Omale, the angel says to Yeshua, Emesh bitaltem tomit shel bein harbayim. Yesterday, as a result of your being in war, you did not offer the daily afternoon korban. V'achshav, and now bitaltem talmud Torah. And now you're laying in siege of the city, and you're not learning Torah. The Rashi, which appears in both columns, so we're going to be seeing most of the Rashi as far as this Omid is concerned, is in the outside column where Tosfos normally appears. Rashi says, V'achshav bitaltem talmud Torah, V'kevan debiyoim iatem yechodim la'asuk b'Torah, since during the daytime you can't be learning machmas iske milchamos, because at this point Yeshua was still involved with the with wars for conquering the land of Israel. So that's as far as daytime learning is concerned. It's not a not in within the realm of possibility. Nevertheless, srichim atem lasuk b'Torah b'layma, that doesn't exempt you from studying Torah at night. V'hoy l'cho l'shkav b'gilgal sheshom hamachane v'lo b'motzor. You should have spent the night in the Gilgal area and not in siege of the town. So Yeshua asks the angel who came with his reprimands, Al Eza Mehan Bosa, of concerning which one of these two problems have you come? Are you coming because of our not having offered the Tomet Shalbein Arbayim, or because of our Bittel Torah? Amalei Ata Bosi, I'm coming now because of the current problem, and the current problem is a reference to the fact that they're not learning Torah. You saw that he came at night. The nighttime is the time that he that should have been invested in Torah learning. During the nighttime, sacrifices are not offered anyway. The Rashi points out, Ata Bosi, Al Shem Achshav Bosi, Lipora Miyad, to take, to punish right now. Nizar, let's read this again in the Rashi, Al Shem Achshav Bosi, Lipora Miyad, Nizar Yeshua, Velo Hosif Od, Lavo Bamatzor Balaila. And immediately, Yeshua took note and did not continue his siege at night. Lekach nemar ba'ai, and that's why in the next battle concerning Ai, which involved the Ai nation, the name of the nation was Ai, vayolen Yeshua balayla hu besocha emek. That night, in the next battle, Yeshua spent the night ba'emek, and that's understood to mean shelon ba'oimko shel Torah, that he engaged himself and dwelt in the depths of Torah. Hence the Gemara continues, Miyad, upon hearing this reprimand of the angel, Vayolen Yeshua Balaila Hu Besoch Emek. V'yomar Rabbi Yochanan Malame, this teaches us, Shalon Ba'oimko Shel Halacha. The word Emek usually means a valley, something deep. So Rabbi Yochanan is telling us that we're to understand this pasuk as a reference to Yeshua having learned or deepened himself into the depths of Torah. Omar Shmuel Bar Unya Mishmei Derav, Godol Talmud Torah Yoser Me'akrovas Tamidim. We see that the study of Torah is considered a greater mitzvah than the offering of sacrifices. Shenemar Atabasi. We see in the story involving Yeshua, the issue that motivated the Malach to come was primarily the issue of the non-Torah learning. Omar Le Abaye de Ravdimi, Hai Kro Bimarova Bamai Mukmisu Le. Abaye turns to Ravdimi and asks him the following pasuk that we'll see momentarily from Mishle. How do you in Eretz Yisrael, Ravdimi having been an individual that traveled back and forth from Bavel to Eretz Yisrael, so how in Eretz Yisrael do they establish the following pasuk? The following pasuk is a few lines. Al Teitse L'Riv Maher. Don't enter an argument quickly. Pen ma ta'aseh b'achrisa. What are you going to do at the end? B'achlim oischa re'echa. When your friend ends up embarrassing you. Rivcha riv es re'echa. If you conduct an argument with your friend, so be it. V'sod acher al tegol. So argue with the person that needs to be argued with, but the secrets of others do not reveal. We have a title for this particular sugya, the Nosei, Maisa im Malach, an incident involving an angel, Shediber b'chozek, Klape Hashem, that spoke forcefully to Hashem, b'yoytzoi l'hagona al kvoidom shel Avram v'sora, with his intention, with this angel's intention of defending the honor of Avraham, Avinu, and Sara Imenu. Now the Gemara will explain this pasuk, namely Ravdimi, who was asked by Abaye, how is this understood in Eretz Yisrael? The following is the explanation. B'shal shamalo HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yechezkel. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu turned to the prophet Yechezkel, Lech emor lohem l'Yisrael. Go tell the Jewish people, Avicho ha'emori ve'imcho achitis. Your forefather, the Amorite, and your mother, your matriarch, the Chitis. This, we will discover, is a reference to Avram and Sarah. Omra ruach piskoinis lifnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. This is a particular spirit. Rashi claims it's a reference to the angel Gavriel. The Gra feels not so, but if one follows through with the Rashi, this is a reference to the angel Gavriel. So he addresses the HaKadosh Baruch Hu and says, Ribbono Shalom, Im yovo Avram v'Sara v'yamdu lefanecha. If Avram and Sara stand in front of you, ata omer lehem u'machlem osam, are you going to speak thusly to them and embarrass them? In other words, by referring to avicho ha'mori and imcho achitis as references to Avram and Sara, you're really referencing them as people coming with a background of idolatry. And after they accomplished so much in their religious affiliation and dedication to the Kodesh Baruch Hu, why bring up the fact that they come from a background of idolatry? So, if they were to stand in front of you, would you speak that way to them? Rivcha rives re'echa. If you have an issue to argue with your beloved or your friend, so be it. So argue with your friend. V'sod acher al tegel, but don't reveal the secrets of others. In other words, don't reveal the background of Avram and Sora. Umi isle reshusa kulehai. Does this angel have permission to speak with such force against the Kodesh Baruch Hu? So the Mora says, he has permission. The Omer Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Chanina, Shalosh Shemos Yesh Lo. This particular angel has three names, Piskoin, Itmoin, Sigroin. We've double underlined each one of the names with the explanation that follows. Piskoin. Shepoisek Dvorim Klape Malo. The explanation of the word posek, one could interpret it to mean that he casts things, Klape Malo, or he rules, as we say, Psak Din. Itmon Sheoitem Avoinoseim Shel Yisrael. That he seals up the sins of Israel. Sigron, Kivan Shisoger, Shuv, Enoi, Poiseach. Rashi says, Kivan shesoger, she'ein loy rishus levakesh rachamim, kegoin shegovro chema. Given a situation that he has no permission to seek mercy, for example, in a situation where there's a lot of heavenly wrath, shuv, Rashi says, ein malach acher poisech bevalkosha, ki lo yoyel. In other words, if this angel has no power to seek mercy, then you can rest assured that no other angel would be able to succeed. Hayaroich shavecho loy betzar. This pasuk from Iov is now explained, and we have here several different opinions or statements dealing with the topic of tefillah. As we've noted in our topic heading, the nosei is beinyan tefillah. Amar Rabbi Elazar, le'olam yaktim adam tefillah letzara. One should always have prayer precede difficulty, precede suffering. The Rashi says across, he says, Hayaruch shavecha lo betzar, kachoyu omrim chaverov li'iov. This pasuk being a quote from Iov, his friends, when they saw him suffering, asked him or said to him, klum hikdamto shavecha lo betzar, did you pray your screams, shavecha screams or your prayers, in a situation when you were lo betzar, not suffering? Ad lo bo hatzora, Rashi says, im hoisa oisa kein, had you prayed before the tzora came, then hoyu hakol ma'amtsin es koichacha, then all other forces would have joined in for your strength, for your benefit. Hence, Rebbe Elazar takes this to mean that a person should always have prayer be said, be uttered, before trouble besets an individual. She'el mole hiktim Avraham tefila litzara, bein beis el uvein ho'ai, for had not Avram Avinu prayed before the tzara came, and we know that he prayed, and is indicated in Psukim, in the Torah, Bracious Perik Yud Beis Pasuk Ches, if he had not prayed, lo nishtayer mirishay Yisrael soredu polit, there would be no one left. From Rishay Yisrael is a euphemism, but Rishay Yisrael is a reference to the Jewish people. In other words, by the fact that Avram Avinu prayed earlier, much, much earlier in history, before the Jews encountered their battle with the Ai, had not been done, the Jews would have been totally defeated. Reish Lakish Omar, Kol Hamaametz Atzmo Betfilo Milamato, anyone who strengthens himself in prayer in this world, Ein Lo Tzorim Milamalo, then he won't have adversaries that can cause him to suffer from above. Rabbi Yochanan Omar, le'olam yivakesh odem rachamim, a person should always seek in prayer, shiuk akol ma'amsin es koichoi, that all the others, in other words, a reference to the malachi ashores, should help him in his prayers. Val yu lo tzorim mi lamala, and that he shouldn't have any adversaries from above. Rashi says, le'olam yivakish odem rachamim shiu hakol ma'amsin es koichoi, shisayuhu malachi hashores levakish rachamim, that the heavenly angels should help a person in prayer, v'shelo yu lo mastinim milamala, and that he should have no adversaries or prosecutors from above, v'hochi mashma, and thusly he learns the pasuk that we saw above from Iov, hayaruch shavecha, imboso laruch shavecha, if you've come to set up your prayers, your screams, kazois ta'archenu, thusly you should set it up, lo b'tzar, which means shelo yu l'cho tzorim, that you shouldn't have any adversaries, v'shehakol yu b'ma'amtzei kochachon, that all should work on behalf of your strength. Minayin shekiper lo viduyo v'chulei. This is a quote from the Mishnah where we saw that Ochon confessed and that his confession helped him. benefited him. Tana Rabbana, minayin shekipur lo viduyo. We see a Tanaic source, as you can see from the fact that these lines are in a frame. And in our marking system, you know that frames indicate sections of text that are of Tanaic origin. So here we have a source that deals with the issue mentioned in the Mishnah. From where do we know that his confession or his acknowledgement was of benefit to him? Shneamar, Vayomer lo Yoshua, Ma chartanu yakcha Hashem hayom hazeh. The emphasis is on the end of this pasuk. Hayom hazeh ata achur. Today you are considered outcast or uprooted. V'i ata achur le'olam haba. However, you're not considered outcast with regard to the future world. The emphasis being on hayom hazeh, today. Today, yes, but not tomorrow. Uksiv uvnei zerach zimri v'eson v'hemon v'chalkil v'darda kulam chamisha. My kulam chamisha. What does that mean? All together, all are five. Kulam chamisha hein le'olam haba. We've dot underlined the name Zimri, and you will notice in a moment that this is really a reference to Ochon. Ksiv Zimri, uksiv Ochon. There are two separate psukim. You have a posuk in Divrei Hayomim, which we just read, and we have a posuk indicating Ochon, and this is featured in Rashi. If you notice across from here, there's an asterisk where the pasuk says, "Vayikach Yeshua es Ochon ben Zerach." We're going to see that both Rav and Shmuel are working with the assumption that Ochon and Zimri are one and the same. The question is, what is his actual name, and what is descriptive? Rav Ushmuel. Chanamar Ochon Shmoi, that his real name is Ochon, Valoma Nikro Shmo Zimri. Why in Divrei Hayomim does the pasuk refer to him by that name? The answer is Sha'asa Maisa Zimri. He behaved like the well-known Zimri, whom we actually saw before on our daf, who was involved with immorality. V'chanamar Zimri Shmo, that his real name is Zimri. V'loma nikro Shmoi Ochon. Why does he have this descriptive title or name associated with him? She'ichein avoinoseim shel Yisrael, that he wound around his sins on Israel. The word Ochon is like Achno, a serpent, and the tendency of a serpent is to wind around and around. So that his sins wound around Klal Yisrael. And we saw a discussion in the Mishnah that the Rabbanan said that if he feels, the defendant or the condemned feels that he was done a disservice, so he should declare that let's be a little more accurate here. Rabbi Huda in the Mishnah said that if a person knows that he was framed by lying witnesses, then he should say that his death should be atonement for everything except for this. Upon hearing that, the Rabbonin responded, if you allow such a disclaimer to be made, then everyone will use that in order to clean their name. Even everyone, including people who are really, really are guilty. And this seemed to bother the Rabbonin. So the Gemara asks, so what? Let a guy say that. Let someone say that let my execution be atonement, except for this. V'yanaku atzmon. And the question is, so what? The answer is, k'dei shelo lotzi laz al botei dinim v'al ho'edim. If a person says that, he'll be casting aspersions on the courts and on the witnesses. Therefore, we don't want anyone, even someone who feels that he was framed, that should say that let his death or his execution be atonement except for this. Tonu Rabbonon. We have a Tanaic source. Maisev Odom Echot Shiyotzele Horeg. The person that was being taken out to be executed. We have a title to our Sukhi here on the side. Hayotzele Horeg. Someone who's being taken out for execution. Al Loi Lenakis Atzmoi Batolos Doifi Be'edim. He shouldn't try to cleanse himself by casting aspersions on the witnesses. So we have a situation here where someone was taken out to be executed, Omar. And he said as follows, Im yesh bi avon zeh, if I am truly guilty, then lote misosi kapor lechol avonasai, then let my death not be atonement from all of my sins. V'im ein bi avoin zeh, if I am now being executed for nothing, in other words, because in fact I don't have this particular sin, tehe misosi kapor lechol avonasai, let my death be an atonement for all of my sins, who based in v'chol Yisrael menukin, and the basin and all of Israel are clean, for edim lo tehe lahem mechila l'olam, and the witnesses, let them have no forgiveness forever. Ukshishamu chachamim bedavar amru, when the chachamim heard this, they said, to bring him back from execution, to return him after a verdict was issued, we cannot do it. Once a gzera is made, once the verdict is issued, it can't be withdrawn. Ela yohareg, let him be killed. V'yehei koilu tolui betzavar edim, and let a figurative chain be chained around the neck of the witnesses. So the Gemara says, Pshita, what this source says seems to be obvious. Kol Kamine, does he have the power to cast aspersions on the witnesses? After a court procedure took place and a guilty verdict was reached, that's the end of the story. The Rashi points out, V'chi kol Kamine, V'chi Nemon, who would this condemned individual be believed, the chashdinon leile sahadi, that we should suspect the witnesses, lemeimar yei kolu kolor tolui betzavor edim. The Gemara answers, what's happening over here is as a result of the following. Lo tzricha, this source is concerns the following. The kohadribu sadi, where the witnesses themselves backed out of their testimony. The Gemara asks, so what? V'chi hadri b'hu mai have, kevon shehigid shuv eino chozer amagid, that once they testified, does their backing out have any value? Because once they testified, there's a rule that kevon shehigid, once you testify, shuv eino chozer amagid, you can't back out. Lo tzricha, the afagav, the koyavi, taimo lemilsayu. The significance of this particular case is where, when they back out, they also are offering a reason for why they're backing out. And they explain that we originally lied because of a particular sense of hate we had toward the defendant. In parentheses, we see an expression, kiyahu maisa debaya michsa, because of a particular incident involving a tax collector. This particular incident is not elaborated on in the Gemara. As you can see, the next piece of Gemara is in fact a new Mishnah. However, Rashi explains this incident at length. So what we will do is we will learn through the entire story, a very dramatic story, because knowing this story will also have benefit for a Gemara later on in the Perek. The Rashi is found in the inside column, the second, third line from the top, the Baya Mitzah, Maise B'moiches Echod, Yisrael, Rasha, Echod, Shemes. It was an incident involving a tax collector who happened to be Jewish, but he was an evil man. And he died. Ubobio meis odom gadol. And the same day, an important individual died. Poir in the same city. Ubo kol bnei oir v'nis asku b'mitoso. And the entire city came to participate in the funeral of the odom gadol, of the important man. Ukrovi also moches. And the relatives of this evil tax collector, who died the same day, also participated and took care of his coffin. V'kofzu aleim oivim. At that moment, the townspeople were attacked by enemies. V'nichu amitos. They left the two caskets. Ubarchu. Then they ran away. V'hoyosham talmid echot shioshav lo im mitas rabu. There was a student that sat there watching the rabbi's casket. After a while, the people came back, and Rashi mentions the leaders of the town came back to bury the wise man, to bury the rabbinical figure. And there was a switch around in the beds, in the caskets. The Talmud that saw this happen was screaming, and he had no effect. And as a result of that, the krovim, the relatives of the evil tax collector, they ended up burying the chacham. And that particular student that saw his rebbe receive a negligible funeral, and the evil man receiving a royal funeral, the student was very upset. What sin did the Rav have that caused him to be buried in ignominy, and the Rosha, the evil man, buried with such honor? Nira loy rabbi b'chalom, the rabbi appeared to the student in a dream. He omar lo, al titzter, don't worry. Bo ve'erech b'chvodi b'gan Eden b'chavod gadol, come and see the honor that I have in the heavenly Gan Eden, and the great honor that I enjoy in the afterworld. Ubo ve'erech oiso ho'ish b'gehenem, and see the evil man in purgatory, Fitzir Shel Pesach Gehenem Soviv Beoznov, and the hinge of the door of the purgatory twists around in his ear. But the problems like this, Avol Pam Achas Shamati Begenus Tamidei Chachamim V'lo Mochisi U'lekach Ne'enashti. Once upon a time, I heard evil speech concerning something negative said about sages, about Torah scholars, and I didn't protest what I was hearing. And as a result of my silence, I received this punishment. V'zeh, and as far as the evil man is concerned, Pam Achas Heishin Su'udo L'sar Ir, he once prepared a meal for the mayor of the town, V'lo Bo Sar Ir, and the meal never took place, V'chukal Aniyim, and tax collector, divided the meal out to the poor of the town, V'zeh Ho Yascharo, and because of that act of generosity, he received an honored funeral. Omar Oisu Talmud, Admosaye Oisu Ish Nidoin Bedin Koshe. He asked, how long is he going to receive this din, this tough din, having the door of Gehenim turning around, the hinge of the door turning around in his ear? Omar lo, at shiyomus shimu ben shetach v'yikones tachtov. He says that the moches, the Russia, will experience the pain in purgatory until Shimon ben Shetach, a leading figure of Jewish history, until he dies and takes his place. A rather amazing thing, a difficult thing to understand. Amar lo lama. So the student asks his Rav, why should that be? Why should Shimon ben Shetach take the place in purgatory of this evil man? Because of these witches that are Jewish witches located in the town of Ashkelon, and he doesn't carry out the rule of justice concerning them. The Torah has a very firm prohibition against the practice of witchcraft, and Shimon ben Shetach allows them to continue. Lomochar Sigros Talmud Varon Shimon ben Shetach. The next day, this student told this incident over to Shimon Shetach, and he thereby took action. Ma Osa, What did Shimon Shechtav do? Kine Shmoyim Bachurim, Balei Koyma. He gathered 80 tall young men. Vayoisu Hayom Yom Gishomim. We're talking about a day that was rainy. Venosan Kad Gedolu Biyad Kol Echad Vechad. And he gave each one of these tall young men a jar. The Kipel Talis Besechem, and folded up a garment and put it in these receptacles. The Omer Lahem, Hisharu Bohen, and he told these 80 young men, be careful, we're going to be encountering witches. Shehen Shmoinim, there are 80 of them. Ubashal Shetikonsu, and when you enter to seize them, Yagbia Ish Achas Man Min Haaretz, make sure that you lift them up from the ground. And if you do this, Veshuv Ein Mechashvus Sholtus Bochem, as long as they are not attached to the ground, their witchcraft will have no effect on you. Ve'im Lav, if you aren't careful with this and allow them to have contact with the ground, Lo Nuchalahem, you won't be successful. Holach Lo Shimon Ben Shetach V'Traklin Shehem. Shimon Shechav then went and approached their castle. Ve'niach HaBachurim Mibachutz, and left these 80 young men outside. Omru Lo, the witches said to Shimon Ben Shetach, Mi Ata? Who are you? Omar Lahem. So Shimon Meshetach said to them, "Mechashif ani, I am a warlock. Unenasoischem b'kshofim basi, and I've come to test your witchcraft out." Amulo umak shofim biyadcha. You're coming to test us out. What do you have? What kind of powers do you have? Omar lahem. So Shimon Meshetach told them, "Yocholni lahavi lochem shmoyne bachurim atufei talisas negufos." I can produce for you 80 young men with dry garments, even though it's a rainy day. Omru lo hanira. So they challenged him and said, well, let's see. Yotze lechutz v'romaz lahem. Shimon Shechach went outside and made a motion to them. Hotziu hatalisus min hakalim v'nisafu bahen. They took their dry garments out, cloaked themselves with them, v'nichnesu, and entered. The ochos kol echod es achas mehen v'igbia, and each one of the young men took a witch and picked her up off the ground. The yochlu lahem v'otzium v'tolim kulam, and they took them out and hung all of them. V'niskanu kroveim badover, and the relatives of these witches were very enraged. Ubo shnayim mehem, and two of these relatives came. V'kivnu divrayim, and they aligned their speech. In other words, they schemed to say a testimony, false testimony, but they schemed that they would say the same things when cross-examined. V'he'idu al benoi shel Shimon ben Shetach chiyuv misa, and they testified about the son of Shimon ben Shetach that he is guilty of a capital crime. V'nigmar dino, and the son of Shimon ben Shetach was indicted and convicted. V'kshehoya yoytzi lisokel, and when he was being taken out to be killed, Omar, the son of Shimon ben Shetach, announced, "Im yesh bi avon ze, lo tehi misosi kaporali. If I am guilty of this, then let my death not be atonement for me. V'im eino kein, if I don't have this particular sin, then tehi misosi kapora al kol avon ze, then let my death be atonement for all of my sins. V'koylor tolui betzavor edim, and let the chains be tightened around the necks of these false witnesses." V'shamu elu v'chozer bohen, and when the witnesses heard this, they backed out. V'nosnu tam l'divrayim machmas kinas anoshim, and they explained why they lied, why they tried to frame the son of Shimon Shetach, and that's because of the wrath that they had concerning the women, their relatives. V'afal became lo niftar, and even so, the son was not exonerated, and he was executed as a result of these lying witnesses. With that, we complete our shiur for today.